You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Election Commission of India has issued a warning to political parties over their laxity in following coronavirus disease, COVID-19, guidelines during campaigning. The warning comes ahead of the fourth phase of voting in West Bengal on Saturday and after the completion of canvassing and polling in three states and one union territory. The ECI wrote to all state and national parties on Friday and said it takes a serious view of the laxity in maintaining norms, particularly not wearing masks by political leaders on stage, and it could ban them from holding rallies in case the situation does not improve. India and China on Friday held yet another round of military dialogue in eastern Ladakh to reduce tensions along the line of actual control, LAC, where both sides have been locked in a standoff for over 11 months and are currently negotiating a withdrawal of troops and weapons from friction points on the disputed border, officials familiar with the developments said. The talks began at 10:30 a.m. on the Indian side of the Kushalmoldo meeting point and were on when this report was filed on Friday night. The focus of current military talks is on negotiating the next steps of a complex disengagement process that was completed in Pangongso in mid-February with the pullback of frontline troops and weapons, the officials said. India's aim to restore the status on LAC to what it was in April 2020. Pushed by a mammoth surge of infections in the country's second wave over the past few weeks, the number of active cases of the coronavirus disease, COVID-19, in India on Friday crossed the million mark after a gap of nearly 7 months. As of Thursday night, there are 10,46,303 active cases in India, the highest active caseload ever recorded in the country since the start of the outbreak in March last year, according to HITE's COVID-19 dashboard. Nearly 47% of the active cases have been added to the country's tally in the past 10 days. If this period is narrowed down to the past week, then the country has added more than 55,205 active cases to its tally every single day on average, another all-time record. The Supreme Court on Friday termed as very harmful a petition that asked for a strict central law to check religious conversion and observed that adults are free to choose their faith. A bench headed by Justice Rohinton F. Nariman expressed strong displeasure at the plea by Bharatiya Janata Party leader and lawyer Ashwini Upadhyay, warning him of a monetary penalty if he chose to press the petition. The bench, which also included Justices B.R. Gawai and Hrishikesh Roy, cautioned senior advocate Gopal Shankar Narayan, who represented Upadhyay in the matter, as soon as the hearing commenced. India said on Friday it has conveyed its concerns to the US over an American warship transiting through the country's exclusive economic zone, EEZ, without prior consent in what was described by the US Navy as a freedom of navigation operation. Though the US Navy has conducted similar operations in Indian waters in recent years, these were not publicized, as it happened in the case of the latest operation on April 7th. The U.S. Navy's 7th Fleet issued a press release that said the Freedom of Navigation Operation, FONOP, by the guided missile destroyer USS John Paul Jones upheld the rights, freedoms, and lawful uses of the sea recognized in international law by challenging India's excessive maritime claims.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.